to music now and British musician Derwin Panda. He never learned to play an instrument, but at 15, Panda began making music with an Atari computer, a sampler, and his dad's old records. More than a decade later, he released a critically acclaimed debut album called Lucky Shiner, and he's just finished touring the U.S. He sat down with NPR's Jess Gittner to discuss the anatomy of a song.
My name's Derwin. I make music as Gold Panda. This song is called You. It sounds like in the track the vocals are saying you and me, but actually they're not. It's just the way the sounds have been processed and put back together. I like to start with a blank page and try and find every sound myself. I had this old Indian record and it had a nice vocal with a lot of space, and I was just recording the record that I sampled at different speeds on the record player. So I guess if I pitch it down, so yeah, if we pitch that back up, you find the part you like and then you just work around it. It's quite quick from there. You can always find the next layer to go on top. Drums were just, I was kind of doing something with a dictaphone and trying to beatbox. Not that I can, but yeah, and then I made a kick and a snare out of it. Oh, there's fireworks. There's a Japanese record. It's recording, a field recording of a festival in Japan. And then it sounds like they're drums, the way I've chopped them up there in the arrangement. I wouldn't call myself a DJ because I'm not a disc jockey, so I don't play other people's music, and I don't play CDs at like weddings, bar mitzvahs. I make electronic music at home. Then I go around and play it to people live, or as live as it can be.
That's British musician Gold Panda and his song, You.